beat mule to death in autumn for copper and gold were the leaves. I remember because it was the fallen leaves, slippery with morning dew, that made it possible to drag mule's carcass over to the old water tower. His back had been brutally beaten, and I suspected a broken spine. I took the long-handled shovel and began digging, my attention being diverted at times from the business of burial by mule's cold stare. He was dead, and the dead must be buried, everybody knows that. Yet his eyes seemed to beg for mercy, as if it were I who had beaten the life out of the poor brute and not Pa. My spade upturned darker earth, and without any other warning, there upon the blade of my shovel lay what looked like the skeleton of a small dog.